G'day, it's time for our Rose Hill preview for this Saturday. Of course, brought to you by our friends at ZBet. ZBet in the zone. I'm Jack Fitzpatrick, and our Sydney foreman, Nick Lookanook, is joining me. And Nook, I'm looking forward to this chat because, truth be told, I haven't had a chance to look at the card at all yet for Rose Hill this Saturday. So what's the best of the day, mate?
Best of the day coming up in race 8, number 7 from the Godolphin Yard, Catalan. Look, she's a really striking mare from Medaglia d'Oro. Made it a return off a long break there on the Kenzo and was super. Look, granted, I think she's short enough now. She's into, I think, around $2.15. And I don't expect she'll get a lot shorter than that because she's unsighted on a heavy track before. We're a heavy 8 as of Thursday. Bit of rain perhaps on Saturday as well. So expect now it's going to be soft 7 or heavy 8. What is in her favour, though, on her on the breeding side, she's out of a commands mare, Kanzan, who loved it on the wet. So I'm banking that she will get through it. And she's got scope to really go through the grades this campaign. The opposition here, a few that are fairly well exposed, a few questionable on the heavy ground. So I think she can make it 2 from 2 to start the campaign.
Looking at the opposition, does she even need to handle a heavy properly to dispose of these?
I think so. I think she still needs. There's still a couple of handy ones, especially I expect Expat will get a run there as an emergency. She's been okay so far in 2 runs, probably needs to improve a little bit off that. There's a couple there, but yeah, so she'll need to handle it to some degree, but I do expect she will be a class above.
Okay, good luck with that towards the end of the card. Have you got a next best that you want to look at?
Next best on an each way value comes up in the feature of the day, the listed Mikel Cup. It's down the bottom there in the weights, number 12, Approach Discreet. Now, as I mentioned, a little bit of rain predicted there on Saturday. Not so much in the west, about 2 to 5 mil, but if that falls, that'll be a big plus for this horse. There's a number of horses in the race that like it wet, none more so than this bloke up from Cranbourne. We've seen him come to Sydney a few times now and has gone really well. Won on a heavy 8 at Rose Hill at the end of his last prep. His form this campaign's been really good. 2 starts in Victoria over the shorter trips. Really promising. Then came up here to Sydney last start and ran on well for 3rd behind Mulberries. Now, does have that big step up in class, BM78 to the listed level. But as I mentioned, going to have conditions to suit. And a few of those at the top of the weights now are, the old-timers who may not be at their best now. So I think there's a few at the lower weights, your Stockmans, your Parry Sounds, and for mine, Approach Discreet on the each way basis. That's where I'm going for in the listed event.
Look, I must admit, I'm a bit concerned for your future as a Sydney foreman. You're going to be excommunicated if you're talking up MF.
Well, 3 of his past 5 starts have been in Sydney, so you could almost say it's a Sydney form horse anyway.
I thought it was part of the job description that Sydney form analysts have to pot the Melbourne form and talk about how much better Sydney racing is. So I'm concerned for your future in the role there, mate. What about a value bet on the card?
Value bet, not much different in price here to Approach Discreet after a bit of early backing. But race 6, number 7, a horse called Royal Banquet. So first up, Rose Hill. Finished midfield. It was an okay run. Just had to switch off heels, go for a different path around the 200 metres there first up. And for a couple of strides, looked like it was really going to power to the line. Just didn't quite finish it off there. But there's a fair bit in his favour here. So certainly the extra 100, the better draw. So ended up getting a long way back there first up. And he's proven in the wet. So absolutely loved heavy 10 at Warwick Farm last campaign. So I think on the each way basis, another good bet on the card. Tycoonist, unlucky last start. It's been well supported early, so I reckon he's probably at the bottom odds now for him. Got him in for 2nd, so I'll go the way of Royal Banquet for Nathan Doyle.
Thanking you, Nook. I won't even have to look at the fields now. I'll just follow you in on Saturday. I'm sure you'll have a fill-up up there. Just before we finish, for ZBet, of course, our good friends in the zone with ZBet. Just a quick recap, please.
Best bet, race 8, number 7, Catalan. Next best, on the each way basis, race 7, number 12, Approach Discreet. And the value bet comes up in race 6, number 7, Royal Banquet.
Thank you, Nook. They're your best bet. Of course, your full form preview tips and analysis and more always available at punters.com.au.